Welcome to episode 6 of the Life is Short podcast.
The podcast where we take you behind the scenes in the making of a short film.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about atmosphere and working together to get a film made. So stay tuned. We're going to start right now.
Hey, welcome to Life is Short. This is a podcast about trying to bring a short film to life.
So I'm here again with Kelly. This is the Life is Short podcast. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. So we are now officially post edition from TELUS. The voting has wrapped up. The voting shut down. So now everyone can go and visit all the films, but we're done that part. So how do you, a bit of a post-mortem here, how do you feel about how things went?
Great. I mean, I feel like with this competition, what I tried to do, I mean, we both tried to do this, reach out to people via social media. With me, I tried to do more of a personal touch, you know, sending out text messages to people, get them. I did some, you know, Instagram stories and getting people to like be engaged and vote. But what I thought was really great was the feedback that I got that I wasn't expecting, because I was like really consumed with like, please vote for the project. But to get this feedback to say, wow, that looks really interesting. And I had some emails from people saying, you know, my parents or whatever have been struggling with this, and this really resonates for me, and I totally want to vote for the project because of that. And so like, I feel like it, you know, you put something out there and you don't know what the reaction is going to be. And so there was this really nice organic kind of, I don't know, there's this great little reaction to it of people just watching our pitch video and looking at the materials and thinking like, it looks like a really amazing, worthwhile film. So that was great. That was like unexpected for me. Like I said, I was really focused on like, please get, get out the vote, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely like a lot of that. I mean, which is, I guess, part of the entire structure of the award, essentially, with the voting component, you know, trying to drive people to the StoryHive page and get them to see our film and our submission and check it all out. But I do agree, like there was part of I had a few moments too in the 4 days and lead up before, and especially during the 4 days, where I've had, you know, it was gratifying, I guess, to see or to hear how widely spread sort of the message got about the film. And I mean, you know, as I'm sure you could agree with me here, that, you know, we hope that translated into votes. It's hard to know, because you never know, like people promise to vote, and then I think there's even just the whole thing of like coming back day after day, people think like, oh, I voted. It's like, no, you can vote again and go back and do it again.
I did have that. I did have that. They were like, I voted yesterday. I'm like, no, it's like every day you can come back.
Yeah.
They're like, oh,
but I mean, but aside from that, it was nice to hear, like I heard from obviously people I don't know, have never met before, and sort of all over the place, but just the impact, the idea behind the film, and the idea that sort of, I guess, our pitch video and what we proposed through the submission resonated with a bunch of folks that were in contact with me from like a really personal point of view, which I thought, which was gratifying, because it's like, you know, it is ultimately a somewhat kind of a personal story for me, inspired, you know, as I've talked about before, for my family. But to hear that kind of like reach people and sort of ignite interest within them, and the whole idea around it being, it sounds like a really interesting story, I'd really like to see this, like I heard that from a number of people, so that I found particularly, I was really happy to hear that feedback.
Yeah, I think with films in general, like, I mean, you're making them, and I know with this project in particular, you know, it is a personal project, and like, you know, there's been a number of years of like, you know, talking about it and rewriting it and getting the concept out there and all these stages of the pre-production. And it's very like organic in that way. You never ever said, and we never ever sat down and said, what would the audience want? You know, what should happen here for the audience? It was never written like that. Super organic, you know? And I think like, it's really, really important to write about things, you know, things you care about. And because of that, the projects can resonate with an audience, because like our experiences, even though they're unique, you know, you find that there's other people out there that just like feel like, oh, this person's talking to me, or I can relate to this.
Yeah.
And I found, well, even with any films, that same kind of that same thing happens.
Yeah, I had actually an interesting conversation with one woman on that particular point exactly, where she doesn't have doesn't know anybody personally in her family or anything with Alzheimer's and that kind of thing, but she did for a time take care of her elderly mother, different health issues altogether, but sort of the same kind of theme essentially. And it was great to hear from her, because it was one of the things that we thought, or I definitely thought, and we talked about this before, we tried to capture in the submission, was how this is ultimately a fairly universal story. Like the topic specifically is Alzheimer's and that particular struggle that the couple goes through in the film. But fundamentally, it's like this universal story of struggle and commitment and sort of, living up to sort of your vows and what you give of yourself and caring for someone. And so this person's colleague was saying, like, you know what, like, I really, this made me think of my mom and the way that, had nothing to do with Alzheimer's, but her words to me were something to the effect, like, I would love to see this on screen because it's a really important story. So another thing where I'm like, yes, like, it's as much as, like, to your point, this is a personal sort of, came from a personal place for me, but really it's not just limited just like, so this particular niche audience of like, well, if it's applicable to people who know about this disease or whatever, it's like, it really is much broader than that. So
And you know what, as you're just saying that, I'm thinking that that's one of the kind of gifts of this competition to try and basically win $10,000 to make this film, has been that we've had this opportunity to kind of put the project out there prior to it being made, to say, here's what we're doing. And this is what, that we wouldn't necessarily have done otherwise. Unless you talk to someone personally and they're like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm making a film. Oh, what's it about? Oh, it's about blank, And, oh, well, that sounds interesting. That doesn't sound interesting. That sounds whatever, whatever the reaction is. We've had that experience, and that's kind of been a gift of this. But I didn't think about that when we were doing this competition. I wasn't like, oh, I wonder what everyone's going to – I was like, I wonder what everyone's going to think. But, part of it is you're sending this out to your friends, family, people that believe in you online, people that, your audience, whoever that audience is. And so you hope they're going to support you to start, and to just get all this extra information back where people were like, wow, like, I read it. I saw the pitch. I read your materials. I looked at this and I think it's going to be a great film. That was a real, that was unexpected and a real plus. So I'm grateful for that. I'm sure you're super grateful.
Yeah, no, like I said, it's been really gratifying, I think is probably the best word I can think of right now, just of the extent to which, like, the word kind of got out there. And again, my hope, and I'm sure our hope, is that it actually translated into votes. And so we'll see that reflected in the ultimate result. I know that StoryHive and TELUS, they did say explicitly to all the filmmakers submitting films that votes weren't the only thing that counted. So don't just, like, put all your eggs in that particular basket. Mm-hmm. So, that's great. And, no one ever really knows how many votes they actually got. But I think the bottom line is, we've got a really solid submission to them. Regardless, like, it's a solid submission. It's a solid script. We've got sort of all the pieces in place. And now, we wait, I guess a couple more weeks at least, until, or 3 weeks or so, until we hear back from TELUS and find out, the final result. But it's been great to kind of get the word out, and I think ultimately just to kind of see sort of the reaction from folks. And it's one of those things where I personally know it was like, it's a bit of a, it's a dramatic story, and it's maybe not the easiest story. I joked with a couple of people saying it's not like going to be the feel good movie of the year in terms of, because it's sort of a, but it's very thought, I think it's very thought provoking. And so to hear from people that they're saying, I really, really love to see this made. It was just very encouraging for me as, the person who actually wrote the script and, trying to get this thing out the door type of thing. So, so we thought we'd maybe, the other thing that might be worth talking about is we had talked in our pre-production work as we've been going through this over the last, you know, quite a while. This whole idea of, you know, atmosphere and, you know, how we sort of can bring that, you know, it's only a short film. It's only going to be about 10 minutes long. So it's not like we have a ton of room to kind of build up, you know, the story and the background and all the rest of it, but what can we do within that short period of time? And you had a really interesting conversation with a sound designer. So I'm interested to hear a bit more about, you know, kind of what you got from that.
Well, you know what? I think that's really cool about making a narrative film and something that's scripted is you have the opportunity, like they say, they tell you, you know, when you're, you know, looking at other films and you're studying film theory, that everything that ends up on the celluloid back in the day and now on a digital negative is there for a reason. And I really, really, really take that to heart. I don't ever think, oh, I just willy-nilly put some things out there. And, you know, there are people that make films and they, and, you know, someone will pontificate and ask them all these like leading questions about what happened and how they got this done. And they said, well, I don't know. I didn't even notice that. But like, for me, I'm like pretty particular. And I think that with a short film, there's something exacting about it because you don't want to, you can't waste space. You can't waste moments. You can't have something, a scene run on too long or anything, you know? And so like in all of our conversations, we've really discussed like, you know, motive, and we've discussed, you know, with the script, like what happens here and why does that go up here and why does it fall down there and what is the lean forward moment here and what is, you know, we've discussed that. And one of the things, I had this amazing conversation with sound designer who's very well versed and we're hoping that he can work on this project with us. And he was talking about another element of not just what's in the picture, what you see, but the other element of sound and atmosphere that you can add to the soundtrack of the picture. And it goes back to that whole thing of like, nothing should be in the film accidentally. It should always be there on purpose. And so he was talking about, you know, who is this couple and what is the place that they're in, and what can we show or let the audience learn about them that isn't in the script, where we can add a layer, you know, using sound and using atmosphere. So, you know, if it's a modern place and it's supposed to be, you know, you and I had this conversation after I talked to him about, you know, if it's a modern place and if there's an emptiness to their relationship at times, maybe we want to hear that emptiness. You know, if there are elements that where the couple, you know, where we talk about history or whatever, or we want to set a scene within the community where this house is located, there could be audible atmosphere, you know, a sound from outside the house or something else that tells the audience or lets the audience get a sense of the environment. And so that was like, you know, what I love about making films is that it's not just you making the film, you know, I mean, sometimes it is like I've worked on projects, certainly with my experimental films, where it's just me, myself and I making the whole thing, you know. And I, you know, I make them for myself first and foremost, and then I put them out there and then I see what happens. And I don't know necessarily what the reaction is going to be. But with this film, you know, the whole point is we're making it as a collaboration, and every person that we bring on has an opportunity to add a layer, a little layer to it. You know, you are the director. You have the vision. You're the only one with the real vision for what this film should look like, feel like, sound like, and everything. You'll know when it's wrong. You'll know when someone adds something and you'll feel like, oh, that's incorrect, you know? But what you get when you work with skilled people is you get an opportunity for them to add a little layer to something that you're not in full control of.
Yeah. And you know, that's a really interesting point, because that is one of the things that I think I enjoy probably the most about this process or processes like this, where, you know, it's the whole idea of the, the word that comes to mind is serendipity. Like the ideas and the input from others that you don't necessarily, you wouldn't have necessarily thought of, and you wouldn't necessarily expect. You know, here I've been, you know, toiling on the original script for a long time and working with you for a long time and revising it, and then doing all the other pre-production discussions and work to sort of prep and all the rest of it. And that in itself, kind of like we've alluded to in earlier episodes of this podcast, is, you know, we've spent countless coffees kind of sitting at a coffee shop going over details. And, you know, we could easily spend, you know, hours sitting there going through this stuff because it's very invigorating, interesting conversations. But it's that whole idea of like, you know, the perspective that these individual professionals can bring. And the sound designer, the guy that you spoke with, is like a perfect example of that. Here's this person who's, you know, devoted his career to this and is like, you know, a craftsman essentially. And your conversation with them kind of introduced this a whole new almost universe of opportunities for us in terms of what we can conceive of and what we can do to add to kind of make the film richer, more depth to it, more interest without it being an obvious thing. It's not like it's, you know, it's not like a special effects team or something that comes in. Now you're like, oh my goodness, that blows me away. It's like, you know, the subtlety of sound can make have such an enormous impact. And to me, that's just so exciting in this entire process, is that whole idea of like, you know, here we've got this, you know, you and I have had fantastic conversations. Now we bring in another person, and then it's only going to continue to snowball as like more, you know, once we get the actors in place, you know, what they bring. Like right now, how do we know? We have no idea right now, sitting here going like, well, you know, they're going to bring X, Y, and Z. We have no idea. But that element to me is so exciting. So the whole element of teamwork, filmmaking is like pretty fantastic.
Yeah. And and like you said, the subtlety of sound, and I think of like the subtlety of editing, and like they say, you know, good editing is something you don't see. And it's that whole idea of like, I had this hour long conversation with him, you know, with my producer's hat on, with him about the film and the characters and the environment and all these things. And just that 1 hour conversation, you know, elevated it to another level. So that's the whole thing with filmmaking and teamwork and getting the right people, working with the right people. That's the other thing. Like, you know, and knowing the vibe that you want on set and knowing the kind of what you're looking for. And I just love this whole idea of making a short narrative film because it, like I said, you don't have all this excess time to waste. You have to be very specific. Right. And so it's kind of freeing. It's restricting. It's restricting. And it's also freeing, you know? Mm-hmm. And anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited about that.
So am I.
And the atmosphere that we're going to capture with the picture and the atmosphere that we're going to capture with the dialogue, you know? I don't know how often people think about the spaces that no one is talking, you know, but that's an important thing. And ultimately that's going to come down to you and the direction of the film and everything else. But like, there's so much tension you can build when people are not talking in a film. There's tension in spaces between lines. There's tension in moments. And I love the whole, I'm excited about the whole prospect of the entire thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think it's going to be, it's going to be great to get into sort of the actual detail as we bring the script and the pre-production closer to actually production, and just kind of getting the input from additional folks. And I don't know, like I said earlier, just the whole idea of, you know, you bring in other people who are passionate and expert in what they do, and kind of what you think you might've just said it a second ago, like the whole idea of elevating the entire work. So, you know, I know we feel really strongly about the script we have and the effort we put into date, but I just know intuitively, like, it's going to be even that much stronger once we sort of, you know, move closer to actually getting this made and bringing it to life throughout the process. So I'm pretty stoked. I mean, I think it's going to be an exciting road as we kind of continue forward, and hopefully with any luck, we'll hear from StoryHive in the next few weeks, and maybe this might be sort of the route we get to bring it to the screen. So,
well, I just want to say, congratulations to you just for getting it this far. I think like every script, every film, everything that people make it's personal. It is personal. It can't not be, you know, putting yourself out there, writing it, showing it to others, pitching the idea, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations. We're in pre-production still, but congrats to get to this point. You know, there's people that just dream of doing something one day. You did it. We're here. We're going to keep moving forward. No, it's a huge deal. Yeah. Sometimes I think we rush to the end of things and we're not really necessarily taking like that moment to go, where are we now? You know, what have we accomplished? Yeah. What have we done? But anyway, we're done voting. That whole thing is behind us. And our friends, family, colleagues, our audience, people out in the internet know what we're doing now. And that's a huge thing to put ourselves out there, to put mm-hmm. yourself out mm-hmm. there, for the most part. And, keep moving forward and make this film.
Yeah, sounds great. So with that, I think we'll wrap up this episode of the Life is Short podcast. So continue following us at forgettingmemovie.com. And we have an email list you can sign up for there as well. We're on Facebook and Twitter, and we will keep cranking out the podcast as we keep moving forward. So please join us on this journey, and we'll talk to you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.